Hello. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. You know, I was thinking as I was hearing, say day and all that, you know, with the zipper. I was thinking I could do that without even looking. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about how different things feel different? You know, I can feel this shoe without even looking and know that that's my leather shoe. And feel this one without even looking at it and know that that's my sneaker. Yeah, just by the feel. And by the sound, too. Yeah, they make different sounds. Just feel what you have on your feet right now. Don't look, just feel. That, do you have on shoes? Are they smooth or rough? Or do you have on socks? Or do you have bare feet? What about what you're sitting on? Are you sitting on something that's hard, like that? Or a soft pillow? Or are you sitting on the floor? Is it smooth? Does it have linoleum on it? Or is it wood? Or is there some kind of a carpet on it? I want to show you this. I have an idea. My rug has little ridges in it. See? Sort of little bumps in it. And I have an idea with this sheet of paper. I can feel the bumps right through it, you see. Here. But I need a crayon to show you what I'm going to do. While I go get the crayon, just close your eyes and feel your face, okay? Just feel the different parts of your face. I'll be right back. Did you do it? Which part of your face felt the fuzziest? Is it your eyebrows? What about the bumpiest? I just want to show you this. Look here. See, if I rub like that, you see the design right there on the paper. That's the design that comes through. Keep your rubbing sort of in the middle of the paper like this, so you won't get it over on the carpet. But isn't that interesting? Yep, you can feel just the way you were feeling your face. You know, your face is just one part of you, but every part of you makes up all of you. And all of those parts grow together because you're really only one piece. Yes, everything about you is one piece. You know that song, everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows. grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Can you sing it? Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. Boom! I have another idea for a rubbing. Out on the porch is a welcome mat, and I thought we could just make a rubbing of a welcome mat, all right? Here it is. See here? Welcome, it says. Now, I just put the paper on top of it and then rub over the welcome. See? WELCOM. E. It's a nice design, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, I like the kind of jazzy kind of music. Why don't we pretend that King Friday the 13th is going to have a jazz concert at his castle? Mm-hmm. And that he's going to welcome the best jazz musicians in the whole neighborhood. Would you pretend that with us? The neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, King Friday, I understand perfectly. You want the best jazz musicians in all of make-believe.
Precisely. And come to me here as soon as you find the rest of them.
Exactly, King Friday.
As you might notice, Handyman Negri, I have put out my special welcome mat.
Yes, sir, I have noticed. And you never do put it on the ground, do you, King Friday?
Nobody walks on my welcome.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Now, you go round up the players, and I shall await you here.
Yes, King Friday.
Thank you. Lady Aberlin! Lady Aberlin!
Coming here, Uncle Friday.
Yes, Lady Aberlin, would you kindly fetch my bass fiddle?
Your bass fiddle?
Yes.
Certainly. Just a moment, sire.
Thank you. My bass fiddle, I'm going to play.
Your bass fiddle.
Thank you.
Uncle Friday.
Yes, just a moment, I shall descend here. So, kindly place it there.
Certainly.
Feel like playing a little pizzicato here.
You've really gotten better, Uncle Friday.
Yes, I need to pull the strings out. Thank you. Very good, very good. That should do nicely.
Is that all the practicing you're going to do?
Oh, I'm just getting in tune for the jazz concert.
Welcome. Jazz concert?
Yes.
Where are you having a jazz
right
concert?
Right here, Lady Evelyn.
When?
Well, in a few and a half seconds. Other musicians are coming.
Today?
Yes. as you may invite your friends to hear us if
oh,
you like.
Oh, may I, Uncle Friday?
Yes, certainly.
Oh, we'd love to hear, and you'll be playing with them, of course.
Of course.
Right then, well, I'll go off and see who'll be able to come.
Thank you.
Oh, what a nice thing, Uncle Friday.
Yeah, the jazz Bye-bye. Concert.
Jazz concert. Let's see, the first people that I'd better see would be the Platypus family, because it will take them the longest to get ready because of little Ornithorhynchus Anatinus. Then I can go over and see Lady Lane. Then, oh, hi.
Hey, Evelyn, I'd like you to meet my good friend Eric Kloss.
I'm so glad to meet you, Mr. Kloss.
How do you do, Lady Evelyn? Jez told me a lot about you. He says you're a beautiful lady, and by the way, you do have a beautiful handshake.
Oh, thank you. Well, there are lots of different kinds of beauty.
Yes, I can't see your outside beauty because I don't see.
You can't see at all?
Nope.
But he sure can play the saxophone.
Oh, well, how can you do that?
I can touch it with my hands and hear it with my ears, and that's all I need.
Oh, talk about beauty. That's really beautiful.
Isn't that great? We've got to go over to the castle now and get ready to rehearse.
Oh, of course you do. Well, I'll see you over there in a few and a half seconds, Uncle Friday said. And guess what?
What?
Uncle Friday is going to blow bass.
He is?
He is.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Dr. Bill.
Well, and a good day to you, Lady Aberlin.
Good day to you. Oh, I'm so glad you're home. How would you like to go over to the castle and hear a royal jazz festival?
A jazz festival? Mm-hmm. Why, it sounds good. It sounds grand. Is King Friday going to play?
Of course he is. Let's see. Also, Handyman Negri and a Mr. Kloss.
Kloss?
Yeah.
Kloss? Eric Kloss, by any chance? Does he play
yes.
the saxophone?
Yes, Dr. Bill. How did you know?
Oh, I heard him play once in a concert one time in the city. He's a great artist. Oh, he's
you know,
great.
I just met him.
Well, we're lucky to have him here.
Yeah.
What time will he play?
Oh, in a few and a half seconds, Uncle Friday said. We'll see you there, Dr. Bill.
Aye, we'll see you later then.
Did I scare you, Lady Lane?
Oh, well, if it isn't His Highness's niece herself. How are you, Evelyn?
Oh, just fine, Lady Lane. You seem to be in rare form today. Is that a new sweater?
Oh, yes, you like it, sweetie.
Oh, it's mighty pretty.
Yeah, I had it on my other day when I was throwing my teeny tiny hardball. I heard X on the wing, you know.
Did you?
He's better.
Oh, good.
He's better.
Good.
Yeah, well, I'm fit as a fiddle today, and ready to go.
Oh, go where?
Well, anywhere. You name it. Think.
How about to the castle?
Well, castle might be okay. Any special reason to go to the castle?
Very special. Uncle Friday is having a jazz festival, a royal jazz festival.
Is that where they were going?
Is that where who was going?
Joe Negri and that friend of his. You know, that fellow carrying the saxophone.
Yes.
He couldn't be a saxophone player, is he?
Well, why not? Yes, he is.
But he can't see.
Well, you're right, Lady Elaine. He can't see, but he is the saxophone player.
A likely story. You can't tell me that somebody who can't even see can play an instrument like that.
Lady Lane, I suggest that you come to the castle and find out for yourself.
Well, maybe.
Well, I hope you can come. I'm going to go and invite some others.
Okay.
Toot, toot.
Toot. I mean, he's blind. That man, I knew that he was.
Are you all right, Lady Elaine?
Oh, me, yes. I was just thinking, Dr. Bill, just thinking.
Well, what, may I ask, were you thinking about?
About toot, 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 saxophones. saxophone.
Well, you really mean about a saxophone player who can't see.
No, 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 of course not. I mean, of course, Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill, how did he get to be blind? Did he do something bad? Did he look at something he shouldn't have looked at one time? What made him that way?
Oh, doing bad things won't make people blind, Lady Elaine.
It won't?
No, no, no. Being blind just means you can't see. But you can do lots of other things.
Like play the saxophone?
Right, right you are. That's right.
Well, you're a doctor. You should know.
Well, I do know. And now, would you want to come with my family to the castle to the concert?
Oh, I think I would like to come with you, Dr. Bill.
That'd be fine.
Thank you. Come along.
All right.
Compliments.
Thank you.
Hi, Elaine. Here we are, sweeties.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
Hello, dears.
Now, enough of this talk. We shall keep on playing. I'm playing the bass fiddle, Lady Elaine. It's a beautiful ready. Indeed.
Well, it just beats me, but he does play it great, doesn't he?
Doesn't he, Lady Elaine?
I told you I heard him play at a big concert. Maybe you have some questions you'd like to ask him.
Me? Oh, no, my goodness, no, not me.
Well, are you sure? It's all right, Lady Elaine, it's all right. Oh, Mr. Kloss.
Yes, Dr. Bill?
I'd like you to meet my friend, Lady Elaine Fairchild. Lady Elaine Fairchild, this is Mr. Kloss.
How do you do?
How do you do? Just fine, thank you, but how do you do? I just wondered, if you can't, just look at all those buttons on that saxophone there.
Oh, well, these buttons. If I can sort of tell what you're thinking, how about all those buttons that you have on your sweater there, huh?
I do have this new sweater with a lot of buttons on, sure.
Well, can you button that sweater up without looking at it?
Oh, sure, I never thought of... I don't look at these buttons when I'm buttoning them up, no.
Fine, right.
Mr. Kloss. When you're through here, could you come over to my museum? I want to show you my boomerang, tumerang, sumerang, and a lot of other things I have over there, okay?
Well, I think I'd love to.
I think I'd love for you to.
Very good.
All right, enough of this chit-chat. Let's go on with our music here, please. What will we do now? Very good here.
Welcome that was. Did you just feel like going like that when they were playing? I could just hardly keep still. Yeah. Do you suppose Lady Elaine was scared at first when she heard about Mr. Kloss not being able to see? Remember that time that she... threw her teeny tiny hardball and hit X the owl. I wonder if she was scared because she thought that she had hurt Mr. Kloss's eyes. Well, of course, that's not true. He wasn't able to see from the time he was a little baby. No, he had retrolateral fibroplasia. Yeah. And when he was growing up, he wasn't learning by looking. But he was learning by touching things and listening very closely to things. And he was learning to make music, too. To create music for other people. It's a very special talent that he has. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Well, I'll take my rubbing of the welcome in. And get ready to think about our visit tomorrow. We had a lot of music today. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I like being with you, too. We'll do that again tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me. No matter what we do here, whatever your talents are, I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.